Coruscant.
Han and Leia crowded in close, side by side, so that the holocam on the terminal before them could capture both their images.
Luke,
Han said. The lights on the terminal flickered, and after a few seconds, the face of Luke Skywalker swam into view on the terminal screen. He was wearing a cold weather wrap in black with jagged decorative lines on it in subdued gray, and behind him was an anonymous white wall.
Hello.
We were wondering, Leia said, if you were planning on seeing any X-Wing action in the near future. Her tone was light and conversational.
For the merest instant, Luke looked startled, but his features settled into an amused grin.
Why do you ask?
Well, we're planning on a vacation, Han said. In the Falcon, dashing around, seeing old friends. Me, Leia, Goldilocks, the Nogri. Do you see what I'm getting at, conversationally?
Luke's grin broadened.
I think so.
Leia and I can talk. The Nogri can keep each other occupied. But if C-3PO doesn't have R2-D2 to talk to, he'll talk to us.
Han mind putting a blaster barrel to his own temple and pulling the trigger.
Save me, Luke Skywalker. You're my only hope.
Still cheerful, Luke shook his head.
I wish I could, but Mara and I are about to do a quick training tour with a bunch of Jedi Knights anxious to learn about adapting their force-based abilities to X-Wing piloting tasks. In other words, I'm about to head out with R2.
Oh.
Han gave his brother-in-law an unhappy stare.
All right, then. Doom me to day after day of listening to dithering obsequiousness.
Nice word choice. Sorry I couldn't help with R2.
That's the way it is sometimes, Han said.
The polite smile remained fixed on his face after Luke reached forward to break the comm connection. But Han's posture failed him. He sagged into his chair as if beaten.
He's part of it, Han said.
We can't be sure.
Don't try to kid me, Leia. He was wearing a weather wrap indoors. Either he just got out of the fresher, and his hair was dry, you'll note, or he threw it on to cover over something else he was wearing, like a pilot's uniform.
You saw the wall behind him. White, curved, a bulkhead on a vessel. He's already shipped out. Finally, Leia nodded, reluctant. Probably.